AP Update, I'm Rita Foley.
Cuando Dios visita, siempre nos saca.
Pope Francis is ending his visit to Cuba this morning with a call to Cubans to live a revolution of tenderness. This afternoon, he arrives in Washington, where he'll be welcomed by President Obama, who will be walking a fine line in his interactions with Francis. Our Mark Smith is in Washington.
The president will, of course, welcome the pontiff's message on the need for society to do more to care for the poor and also for America to lead the fight to reverse global warming. But on the pope's anti-abortion views, Obama will do his best to be diplomatic. Officials here know this pope especially likes to speak his mind and are expecting the unexpected.
After meeting with the president tomorrow at the White House, Pope Francis goes to New York and Philadelphia. The Vatican is acknowledging that Francis is taking his time moving around. He suffers from sciatica and has a bad knee. AP Update, I'm Rita Foley.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.